And good Saturday morning, and welcome into a very busy Saturday morning along the Great Gulf Coast. Got lots of fishing rodeos to talk about today and other events. And I got to tell you, today's a special day for this radio show. On this day, 35 years ago, I hosted the first Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network broadcast. The year was 1989, and we'll be looking back and telling you about some other things that happened that year, and I'd love for you to tell me, what year did you start listening to this program? You can text that to me along with your comments, your questions, your fishing reports. Also, maybe your most memorable moment, a show that you really just kind of stands out in your mind, something that we talked about on this program, and when. That number is 504-260-1870. It comes right here real time into the studio. Sorry we can't take pictures, but your texts are welcome. 504-260-1870. Now, today, of course, is a big day for those of you who are listening and getting ready to compete in the nation's oldest fishing rodeo, dating back to 1928 when it started. I'm talking about the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. We'll have some highlights from the little island that is now swollen up with anglers and tourists this weekend. And another event that's going on, not quite as large and as old, but an institution down in Venice, Louisiana, the Faux Pas Fishing Rodeo, also going on the other side of the state. Now, last week's Alabama Deep Sea Rodeo that was on Dauphin Island was very successful, had a lot of big fish, had a great turnout, had pretty decent weather. And there was a very pleasant surprise in one of its many categories. I'll tell you about the Alabama Coastal Flounder Rebound. That is some really good news. Now, this week, we don't have a bad boy of the outdoors feature, but we will have a bad girl feature, which it's not extremely rare, but it's still uncommon. And we'll tell you about a one-woman speckled trout wrecking crew who said, "Damn the new regulations, I want my trout." We'll tell you her story. Also, lots of live fishing reports from our staff of professional guides, anglers, marina operators who are out there helping you locate and catch the fish. We're going to say a sad goodbye to an incredible longtime fisherman and one of the biggest fans of this show for a long, long time, the passing of Dutch Prager. We'll talk to you about that. Also, we've got the Coastal Marine forecast for you, and if you are headed out today looking at the radar, I got some light showers off the Mississippi Gulf Coast, otherwise very light patchy rain, but it could be a coming 50% chance of rain along the Gulf Coast. You're either going to get rain or you're not where you are. That's been the case pretty much all week. Wind-wise, you're looking at offshore winds 8 to 15 knots, 1 to 2-foot seas. That's some good conditions for offshore. Exactly same conditions for tomorrow. And on the interior lakes and bays, today it's a little bit lighter. It's going to be 6 to 12 knots, and also 6 to 12 tomorrow on the interior lakes and bays. Tidal range, a little above average, about a 0.6, and the Mississippi River sitting there at 6.1 and steady. Looks like we're not going to have any major high river this particular summer. All right, we got a lot to talk about, you and I. We got fishing reporters coming up. We're going to start off with Robbie Campo. We talked to Darrell Carpenter. He's in the midst of all that activity going on in Grand Isle. Mike Gallo is going to join us. And Brendan Bayard with the paddling report, talking about some demo days and some of his plans for a freshwater kayak trip. All right, we'll be back to do it right after this three-minute pause. Year again was 1989, and there was a huge blackfin tuna caught in May of that year, 34.25 pounds, caught by Thomas Harrell. Lots of other highlights of 1989, the year this particular radio show started, and we're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
And we head on down to Campo's Marina in Shell Beach and say good morning to Robbie Campo. Robbie, been a kind of off and on rainy week, some thunderstorms and stuff out there, but otherwise conditions look pretty good. How's the fishing been?
Well, you know, Don, this past week, the fishing has been spectacular, man. It's been as good as I've seen it in a long, long time. Thursday and Friday, we had that kind of neat tide, but we had those two tide days. But for the most part, you know, tide's going to pick back up today. I think we got right around a foot, but man, the fishing has just been, it's been pretty hot. Missed a go from the backside of the dam going all to the long rocks has been good. A lot of pick-throughs in them. Can't do nothing about pick-throughs, but that's just the way it is at this time of the year. On the Black Bay side, if you was going out of Delacro this morning over around that Iron Bank, Stone Island area, Battledore has been good. If you're going out toward the islands, has been good. Starting to see a few redfish show up in the lake here, which we haven't seen any movement on redfish here in a hot minute. But we're starting to see some redfish showing up in the pilings at the Old Navy base here in the front. So we got things happening, Don. We just need people to fish. We haven't been getting any rain until late in the days, late in the evening, after right around when we're closing. So for the most part, it's been sunny pretty much during the day. Weatherman kind of messed us up a little bit this week, talking about the 70 and 80 and 90% chance of rains. But I tell you, Don, we didn't get it until late in the evening. So if that still holds true for today, I think we're supposed to have less rain today than we had in the last couple of days. So maybe it might not happen until this evening again if we get any showers at all.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's according to the forecast. And the next week is supposed to be a whole lot better, getting back a little bit more normal. But you're right. It's been hit and miss showers. And usually when you get them, I mean, there's been some pretty rough storms with some winds inside of it. But for the most part, it's pop-up showers, rains a little bit, light rain, and then goes away. So it's just dealing with, we remember it's old-time summertime weather, southeast winds for the most part. And, got high temperatures, but that rain sure feels good sometimes when it gets up into the mid-90s, and then you get that little cooling effect from the rain. And a lot of times, people this time of the year, when it doesn't get dark till late, if you get that late evening shower right after that, man, the water slicks off, the temperature drops, and some people hook up the boat and head down there, leave work a little bit early and get an afternoon fishing trip in.
Well, we've been seeing that, Don, people fishing in the evenings more than, more than normal. If you want to go do that and you want to get out in the evening time, usually you have a falling tide around that evening, around that 3 o'clock area going to dark, you start getting in a falling tide. So, it makes things a little bit interesting. I mean, you go out there and you catch, but I've seen people just been going around here and, between the dam and Lake Barn and whatever, and putting a little mix box together in the evening time also. So, I see no reason that you can't come out today and come catch you some fish. I mean, it's as good as I've seen it in a long, long time. Again, we do have a lot of pick-throughs to go through. Plenty of white trout showed up, Don. I know a lot of people like to fish these white trout. It's a thing now. I mean, it was as it wasn't before. It's starting to be a thing now with trout limits, being 13 inches and, only 15, and, white trout you can keep all you want. So I see people start to trend over to that and start to fish white trout over in that Morgan Harbor area out there by Dry Bread Island, Comfort Island. We're starting to see a lot of white trout show up on top of those oyster reefs over there. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to go do that, that's always available. And they're catching them right here by the dam. You don't have to run that far. You can go fish right here by the Hopedale Dam, and you can catch all you want there, too. Don, I wanted to tell you, I got my turkey call from Wingbone. Ed Miller sent me my turkey call. I got it. That is a work of art. I never saw one of those things before until I pulled it out of that envelope. And it is a true work of art. That is I played with it a little bit. I YouTubed how to use it, because you could YouTube anything nowadays. And I got a Yelp down with it, but I tell you, that thing is amazing. It's an incredible piece of work, and you would never believe that using the wing of a turkey could make a call that would, that people would use. And as it's a work of art. That's all I could say.
Yeah, well, that was what they used before commercial production of regular plastic and, rubber turkey calls and slates and all the things, the mouth, the diaphragm calls, all the stuff you got now. That's what they used. And my bucket list is to kill a turkey using only that call. And like you, I got it down to a couple of different types of Yelp. But as far as some of the other stuff, I can cluck by mouth, so I don't need to do that. But he's a real craftsman, Wingbone. He's actually an artist in what he does, and he makes a great call. And that's something you can treasure and pass it down to your family for a long, long time.
Well, you know, Don, I'm the only one that turkey hunts in my, out my gang, you know. So,
yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with it one day. But
well, speaking of turkey hunting, none
of my kids do it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure somebody would be interested in it. Anyway, speaking of turkey hunting, I know you are a big fan of hunting those Osceolas in Florida. I don't know if you heard about that big bust that they made out there. There was a turkey hunting scheme involving Osceola turkeys. They're going to be my bad boys next week. I don't know if you got wind of that.
Yeah, putting Rio Grandes in a place of Osceolas. Is that the one you're talking about?
They were actually breeding domestic turkeys, you know, with the Osceolas to make them look like Osceolas. And then they were selling hunts for $3,000 to people to kill a tame bird. And they got busted.
Yeah, so I did see something about that, Don. And you know, it's a shame what great lengths people will go through to make some money. And and for people that don't know any better, I saw one video where a guy was shooting a bourbon red. You know what I mean? And I'm like, when did we get into shooting tame birds? And there's all different kinds of types of turkeys, but I mean, inside of a high fence and you're going to go shoot a bourbon red turkey, I don't know. That's just, that's not my cup of tea. So
I don't know. And you know, the really sad part about it is there's people who include that bird in their grand slam. And now that's going to, you know, I guess you'd say it would take away their grand slam because it's not a true Osceola they killed.
You know, absolutely. You know, Don, and people need to be crucified to the cross, I think, for that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You know, because that's stealing from people. And look,
well,
money's tight yet
also,
nowadays, and you spend that kind of money to go turkey hunting, and I think you ought to be able to hunt the right thing and not get duped and go and shoot something that's not a true Osceola.
Yeah, and then they get loose, and then they compromise the whole species. You know, they could actually, you know, breed out the natural species of Osceola turkeys. It's serious, and I think these four guys are going to pay the price, and I'm going to talk more about them next week. Robbie, thanks for the report. As always, my friend, we'll see you next time.
Yes, sir, Don. Talk to you next Saturday, buddy. All right, bye-bye.
All righty. Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, we come back, got some text messages in, talking about our 35th anniversary of the radio show, 504-260-1870, and we're back right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, the year was 1989. We started this network show after I had worked a few years doing local radio, and then we combined it into a network broadcast, and it goes on today after 35 years. Back in 1989, by the way, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish won 34-21. They beat the West Virginia Mountaineers to win the national championship to Notre Dame Fighting Irish. That happened in 1989. Also going on in 1989, in fact, it's been going on since 1928, the oldest fishing tournament in the United States. I'm talking about the International Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo. It has gone on this weekend. And if you're headed down that way, looks like the weather forecast is pretty good. Hope you get you a big tarpon or get on the board in some form or fashion. Now, down in Venice, the Faux Pas Rodeo is going on, too. Now, the Faux Pas Rodeo was formed, as I remember, many years ago. They were catching a lot of fish in Venice for the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo, and they wouldn't give them an alternate way station in Venice to where they could people who fished out of Venice could weigh their fish there, and then the results would be phoned over to Grand Isle. They wanted them to come to the island, so they said, well, the heck with this, and they started their own rodeo, and it's become a big, successful rodeo. Faux Pas is the name of it. And it's going on this weekend, and they had earlier this week they put on a great program. It's Wish to Fish, and they take some kids fishing with some of the guides down there. It's a great opportunity. And now last week the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo took place, and we got some really good results. This is, I believe, the second oldest. This one was 91 years going on. The 91st Deep Sea Rodeo was held down there at on the coast of Alabama, and one of the really fish species that turned out in a lot of numbers was the flounder. Dr. Sean Powers, who was the head rodeo judge, said, you know, about 5 years ago they were really getting low on flounder. They had like 24 flounder that came in to be weighed in. This year they're weighing in over 100. And they attribute the result of the comeback of the flounder along the Alabama coast. They did some actual flounder stockings of some fingerlings. In 2019, they reduced their limits to 5 fish with a 14-inch minimum. And they institute that November closure, which we have gone to here in Louisiana during the spawning season. And it looks like that combination of effort has really paid off, and the flounder population is alive and well in Alabama and many other states, too. So that's some good news from the fishing rodeo. All right, we also have another big event coming up over there in the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club's Billfish Limited Tournament. This is the 25th annual. It's going to be August 1st through the 4th. This is one of those big boat, big money tournaments. The entry fee is $1,750, and there's some great big payouts. All the marlin is catch and release, and it's a great event, been going on a long time, and it's one that draws a huge crowd down there at the Orange Beach. All right, something else going on I wanted to mention to you today, Bayou Outdoors, which is a nonprofit group that takes kids, underprivileged kids, on hunting and fishing trips. They're having an annual fundraiser later on this evening from 4 to 8 p.m. They're going to have a shrimp boil. You go down there and buy a shrimp plate for $20. Going to have some door prizes, and the money all goes to benefit taking disadvantaged kids into the outdoors. It's going to be at the Berwick Civic Center. That's from 4 to 8 p.m. So if you're looking to pick up a meal or go down there and participate in the festivities, that's put on by Bayou Outdoors. And it's a group we've worked with Bayou Wild Television to actually put some of those trips on video and capture them just like we do with Hunt of a Lifetime. By the way, we've got another Hunt of the Lifetime feature coming up Labor Day. We're going to be fishing with Captain Jeremy down there at Stillwell Charters on the Mississippi coast for another tarpon trip. So very interesting how those trips always seem to turn out well. All right, we've got a break to take. We come back, I'm going to get to some of your text messages. Thank you for sending them in about your memories and when you started listening to this program. 504-260-1870. More fishing reports to talk about and a bad girl of the outdoors. It's all still to come on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, August of 1989, Chad L. Valley caught the number one Atlantic spade fish in the Louisiana record book, a 10.31-pound Atlantic spade fish. And, of course, we started this radio program the last week in July of that same year, 1989, and it's been on ever since. We're asking you for some of your memories, or when did you start listening? Our text line, 504-260-1870. I'll get to some of those texts, but first, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And one of our texters says they have been listening for the entire stretch, missed the Thursday evening shows. Yeah, at one time I was doing a Thursday night outdoor show on our flagship station, WWL, 870 AM out of New Orleans. that went away, I think it was about 1990, oh, I can't remember, maybe around 1999. And it was the idea was to get you ready for the weekend with some of the live fishing reports and issues. And that show is no longer on, but yeah, I got me good memories from it. And here's the Steel Man reporting from Gaydon. Big Burr, H-Dog, Master Prepper, Poppy, and the Steel Man. What a crew that is. They're planning repairs on the Duck Lease boat shed today. Poppy cooked excellent pork steak and gravy last night. Ooh, yeah. Happy hunting. Yeah, well, we're all getting ready. Teal season not that far away in September. Here's one from the Big Bassin Man, Big Man Bassin from Mandeville. Congratulations on the past 35 years. I have enjoyed all of them. Keep up the great work and tight lines. Well, thank you for that, Big Man. And here's one that says, Don, I've probably been listening for about 5 years, but been listening to the Outdoor Show in one form or another since before Frank Davis. Yeah, wow, that goes way back. Frank Davis was a friend of mine and actually preceded me on the radio program and also television. Here's one that says, I've been listening since I took up fishing again in 2017 and have enjoyed every show I've caught. Always enjoy the Robbie Campo segment. The most memorable show was the replay of the April Fool's show when you pretended to try out as a country singer. Yeah, we just did a replay of that, you know, on April. I had an April Fool's show we did in, I think it was 1991, and I had a tape of when I went up to one of the expos where they taped recordings of songs, and I recorded Wasting Away in Margaritaville and told the audience on April Fool's I was going to be leaving to go try out in Nashville and become a singer. And some of the people bought it. It was an extremely funny show. Thanks for bringing that up. We appreciate it. Here's one that says, I don't recall the exact year, but in 1989, that really cold winter spell, we were hunting deer in Wilkinson County, freezing in the truck on the way to the stand as we heard the show start. Yeah, there was a serious freeze in the winter of 1989. It killed hundreds of thousands of fish. As I remember, the temperature dropped out very quickly, and a lot of the speckled trout, redfish, and other saltwater fish didn't have time to get out into deeper, warm water, and it devastated the fish population. But it just took a couple of years, and it rebounded better than ever, proving to me at that time that, you know, Mother Nature, you know, has its ups and downs and takes a big toll, but it comes back, and they certainly did, came back stronger than ever. Here's one that says, I started listening to you while you first came on the air. Would that be 1989? Yeah, 1989 is when we started this program, 5 to 7 Network Show. Started it on a station I was flagshipping out of WSLA, out of Slidell, put it on the network. Moved the flagship station to a station, Cajun 103 FM, which is not on the air anymore, and then eventually brought it to WWL as the flagship. And I've had various affiliate stations over the year. But, yeah, that's when we started this program. It was 1985 when I first started doing radio, and that was on a 250-watt station in Covington, Louisiana, which is also no longer there. That's something I outlast some of the radio stations. Here's one that said, 1989, the year of the greatest freeze when the bays froze. Laundry has it right diversions or need bad. Your text kind of got chopped up there. I'm not sure what the rest of that said. Here's one that says, happy anniversary, Don. Tom and I know who this is, have many fond memories of visiting with you at Sweet Things before you went to do your show on Saturday mornings. We were fans from the day you started and never miss a show. Congratulations, Tom and Raynell. Thank you, Tom and Raynell. Glad to know you're out there listening. And, yeah, I got great memories. They owned Sweet Things and Grill, one of the best donut shops in Metairie. And I would stop there before the show. We'd do a little pre-show talk with some of the regulars there who were sitting at the counter. I'd pick up some donuts and take them to share with the staff at the station. Of course, now we broadcast from St. Hubert's Cathedral. Been doing this for almost probably a decade or longer from my own studio here on the North Shore. Thanks again. Great to hear from you, Tom and Raynell. All right, we'll get back to some more of your text messages, 504-260-1870. More fishing reports, stuff you and I love to talk about. We do it each and every Saturday morning, 5 to 7. Been doing it now 35 years, and we're back to do more right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're looking back to the year 1989, the year we started this show. There was also a major tragedy, if you recall. The Exxon Valdez oil tanker ran aground in Prince William Sound, Alaska, causing a large oil spill. And I started going to Alaska in 2004, which was quite a few years after the spill, and they were still talking about some of the after effects they were still living with from that. But by now, I think that's pretty much all been cleared up. But that was quite a disaster, 1989. And getting back to our text message board, let's see. We have Captain Ross L. His fishing this week was limited. The weather kind of got in the way, but the trips he did get out was good. Going to Dulac today to try his luck over there again. And we're hearing from The Worm, who says, good morning. 1989, he was 23. His first son was born, and there was no such thing as text. No, this was way before Internet. Every show has been a pleasure. My favorite is the first time you read my first text. Well, glad to do that for you, Worm, and thanks for being a loyal listener. Here's one says, Don, started listening to you when you left Dogree Alley shooting them bluebills and sawbills. I was northeast of you next to the meat hole. It was the good old days. Big Mike on beautiful Bayou Liberty. Yeah, I used to hunt Dogree Alley in Lacombe. That was one of my first leases I hunted on and been moving around ever since. Good memory. Thanks for that, Big Mike on the Bayou. Here's Jared the kayaker on the West Bank. He's been catching some bull sharks in the Myrtle Grove main canal at night. Oh, thanks for that report. Yeah, bull sharks are on the move. I did some bull shark fishing last Sunday. You're going to see a Tigers in the Wild feature on Bayou Wild TV with a very, very high-profile tight end named Mason Taylor. We took him out with Captain Mackey with Wicked Fishing Charters. We had a weather delay. We had to wait it out. Caught two huge garfish and one small bull shark. And you'll get to hear Mason Taylor's story and his love of the outdoors on an upcoming episode of Bayou Wild TV. All right, here's one that says, Lafitte LT, he's been listening steadily since 2004. That makes you a 20-year listener, LT. Thanks to the app, he listened from Costa Rica last week and Orange Beach today. Great tuna and sailfish in Costa Rica and the Bama Red Snapper Limits for his wife's birthday on Thursday. Thanks for what you do. Congratulations on the 35 years. Hope you have at least 35 more. Well, we're not sure about that. Take care. That's from good friend Lafitte LT. Here's one that says, look at the levees in Plaquemines. They were 3 to 4 feet in 40s and 50s. After blocking all the freshwater bayous, now they're 16 to 18. And we have he says, what's up, Big Don? I know who that is. That's Toby. He's headed to the Wrigley's with flatfish on his mind. That would be the flounder. Happy anniversary, brother. My dad would have you on in the truck when you first started. Brings back good memories of all the hunting, fishing trips we had. Yeah, I'm on second and third generation listeners now. Can't tell you how many people said they started listening with their dad in the truck on the way when the dad was taking them fishing as a kid. Here's one. It's a happy anniversary. Been listening since 1989. Wake up every Saturday morning just to listen. And this one says, as a lifelong listener to WWL, I actually remember when this new guy, Don Dubuque, took over the Saturday morning outdoor show while I was heading into my junior year of college. I listened sporadically through the years until around 2017 when it became part of my Saturday morning routine. My most memorable would be more along the lines of being with my late papa and late father riding in the truck, heading to the launch and listening to your show. Good times. Of course, another highlight was meeting you over that pot of coon and rooster stew my team was making at the Boucherie. Take care, my friend. Big congratulations, and thank you to one of our Alabama listeners, David Hubble. Here's one. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. The 49ers won their third Super Bowl the year you started. I've been listening since 2000 when I moved to southeast Louisiana. Pear canning weekend going on in Hammond. That's from Old Man Sam. And another text says, a beautiful morning from Ohio. I started listening around 15 years ago. I lived in the lower nine and always could never find that Gentilly Wildlife Preserve. God bless Justin, drumming with the Angels. Yeah, we miss Justin, was a regular listener. He would check in with us. He lived in the inner cities of New Orleans in an area called Gentilly, and he talked about the Gentilly Wildlife Refuge or Preserve, where he would observe birds and occasional wildlife that would wander into his yard. And Justin passed away a couple years ago, and we certainly miss him. Here's one that says, happy anniversary. I've been listening since 1996. Your trivia questions were always a challenge. Thanks for the memories. That's Jerry from Kenner. Yeah, we used to do outdoor trivia on this show where we would ask questions and we would award prizes to winners, and that all went away for two reasons. One, the lawyers got involved and it became too complicated to award prizes. And the other thing was, with the advent of the internet, You could almost Google anything, so it didn't require you to have knowledge of something to be able to answer the question. So it was a lot of fun, but it's one of the things of the past, outdoor trivia. All right, Steel Man, back with us. He says, congratulations on the 35 years. He found the show while he was looking for Louisiana outdoor content to listen to while he was working in Kazakhstan 3 years ago. He looks forward to each Saturday morning since. And we're glad to have you with us, Steel Man. And yet another says, I've been listening since you used to have Captain D. Gohagan on, and he did reports. Yeah, that's been a while, and Captain D. did some good fishing reports. Haven't seen D. in a while. I have to get in touch with him. And we get a happy anniversary from a couple of loyal listeners, Chris and Teresa from Denham Springs, Louisiana. Thanks to you guys for being there, too. All right, we'll be back with more of these. Also a report from Captain Darrell Carpenter. He's in the middle of all that stuff going on in Grand Isle called an International Tarpon Rodeo. His report is next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, there's an event going on in Grand Isle, which has been going on since 1928. There are thousands and thousands of fishermen and tourists participating in the nation's oldest fishing tournament, the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. And Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com has been...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, August of 1989, Chad L. Valley caught the number one Atlantic spade fish in the Louisiana record book, a 10.31-pound Atlantic spade fish. And, of course, we started this radio program the last week in July of that same year, 1989, and it's been on ever since. We're asking you for some of your memories, or when did you start listening? Our text line, 504-260-1870. I'll get to some of those texts, but first, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And one of our texters says they have been listening for the entire stretch. Missed the Thursday evening shows. Yeah, at one time I was doing a Thursday night outdoor show on our flagship station, WWL, 870 AM out of New Orleans. Went away, I think it was about 1990, I can't remember, maybe around 1999. And it was the idea was to get you ready for the weekend with some of the live fishing reports and issues. And that show is no longer on, but yeah, I got good memories from it. And here's the Steel Man reporting from Gaydon. Big Burr, H-Dog, Master Prepper, Poppy, and the Steel Man. What a crew that is. They're planning repairs on the duck lease boat shed today. Poppy cooked excellent pork steak and gravy last night. Ooh, yeah. Happy hunting. Yeah, well, we're all getting ready. Teal season not that far away in September. Here's one from the Big Bassin Man, Big Man Bassin from Mandeville. Congratulations on the past 35 years. I have enjoyed all of them. Keep up the great work and tight lines. Well, thank you for that, Big Man. And here's one that says, Don, I've probably been listening for about 5 years, but been listening to the Outdoor Show in one form or another since before Frank Davis. Yeah, wow, that goes way back. Frank Davis was a friend of mine and actually preceded me on the radio program and also television. Here's one that says, I've been listening since I took up fishing again in 2017 and have enjoyed every show I've caught. Always enjoy the Robbie Campo segment. The most memorable show was the replay of the April Fool's show when you pretended to try out as a country singer. Yeah, we just did a replay of that, you know, on April. I had an April Fool's show we did in, I think it was 1991, and I had a tape of when I went up to one of the expos where they taped recordings of songs, and I recorded Wasting Away in Margaritaville and told the audience on April Fool's I was going to be leaving to go try out in Nashville and become a singer. And some of the people bought it. It was an extremely funny show. Thanks for bringing that up. We appreciate it. Here's one that says, I don't recall the exact year, but in 1989, that really cold winter spell, we were hunting deer in Wilkinson County, freezing in the truck on the way to the stand as we heard the show start. Yeah, there was a serious freeze in the winter of 1989. It killed hundreds of thousands of fish. As I remember, the temperature dropped out very quickly, and a lot of the speckled trout, redfish, and other saltwater fish didn't have time to get out into deeper, warm water, and it devastated the fish population. But it just took a couple of years, and it rebounded better than ever, proving to me at that time that, you know, Mother Nature, you know, has its ups and downs and takes a big toll, but it comes back, and they certainly did, came back stronger than ever. Here's one that says, I started listening to you while you first came on the air. Would that be 1989? Yeah, 1989 is when we started this program, 5 to 7 Network Show. Started it on a station I was flagshipping out of WSLA, out of Slidell, put it on the network. Moved the flagship station to a station, Cajun 103 FM, which is not on the air anymore, and then eventually brought it to WWL as the flagship. And I've had various affiliate stations over the year. But, yeah, that's when we started this program. It was 1985 when I first started doing radio, and that was on a 250-watt station in Covington, Louisiana, which is also no longer there. That's something I outlast some of the radio stations. Here's one that said, 1989, the year of the greatest freeze when the bays froze. Laundry has it right diversions or need bad. Your text kind of got chopped up there. I'm not sure what the rest of that said. Here's one that says, happy anniversary, Don. Tom and I know who this is, have many fond memories of visiting with you at Sweet Things before you went to do your show on Saturday mornings. We were fans from the day you started and never miss a show. Congratulations, Tom and Raynell. Thank you, Tom and Raynell. Glad to know you're out there listening. And, yeah, I got great memories. They owned Sweet Things and Grill, one of the best donut shops in Metairie. And I would stop there before the show. We'd do a little pre-show talk with some of the regulars there who were sitting at the counter. I'd pick up some donuts and take them to share with the staff at the station. Of course, now we broadcast from St. Hubert's Cathedral. Been doing this for almost probably a decade or longer from my own studio here on the North Shore. Thanks again. Great to hear from you, Tom and Raynell. All right, we'll get back to some more of your text messages, 504-260-1870. More fishing reports, stuff you and I love to talk about. We do it each and every Saturday morning, 5 to 7. Been doing it now 35 years, and we're back to do more right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're looking back to the year 1989, the year we started this show. There was also a major tragedy, if you recall. The Exxon Valdez oil tanker ran aground in Prince William Sound, Alaska, causing a large oil spill. And I started going to Alaska in 2004 which was quite a few years after the spill, and they were still talking about some of the after effects they were still living with from that. But by now, I think that's pretty much all been cleared up. But that was quite a disaster, 1989. And getting back to our text message board, let's see. We have Captain Ross L. His fishing this week was limited. The weather kind of got in the way, but the trips he did get out was good. Going to Dulac today to try his luck over there again. And we're hearing from the Worm, who says, good morning. 1989, he was 23. His first son was born, and there was no such thing as text. No, this was way before Internet. Every show has been a pleasure. My favorite is the first time you read my first text. Well, glad to do that for you, Worm, and thanks for being a loyal listener. Here's one says, Don, started listening to you when you left Dogree Alley shooting them bluebills and sawbills. I was northeast of you next to the meat hole. It was the good old days. Big Mike on beautiful Bayou Liberty. Yeah, I used to hunt Dogree Alley in Lacombe. That was one of my first leases I hunted on and been moving around ever since. Good memory. Thanks for that, Big Mike on the Bayou. Here's Jared the kayaker on the West Bank. He's been catching some bull sharks in the Myrtle Grove main canal at night. Oh, thanks for that report. Yeah, bull sharks are on the move. I did some bull shark fishing last Sunday. You're going to see a Tigers in the Wild feature on Bayou Wild TV with a very, very high-profile tight end named Mason Taylor. We took him out with Captain Mackey with Wicked Fishing Charters. We had a weather delay. We had to wait it out. Caught two huge garfish and one small bull shark. And you'll get to hear Mason Taylor's story and his love of the outdoors on an upcoming episode of Bayou Wild TV. All right, here's one that says, Lafitte LT. He's been listening steadily since 2004. That makes you a 20-year listener, LT. Thanks to the app, he listened from Costa Rica last week and Orange Beach today. Great tuna and sailfish in Costa Rica and the Bama Red Snapper Limits for his wife's birthday on Thursday. Thanks for what you do. Congratulations on the 35 years. Hope you have at least 35 more. Well, we're not sure about that. Take care. That's from good friend Lafitte LT. Here's one that says, look at the levees in Plaquemines. They were 3 to 4 feet in 40s and 50s. After blocking all the freshwater bayous, now they're 16 to 18. And we have Big, let's see, he says, what's up, Big Don? I know who that is. That's Toby. He's headed to the Wrigley's with flatfish on his mind. That would be the flounder. Happy anniversary, brother. My dad would have you on in the truck when you first started. Brings back good memories of all the hunting, fishing trips we had. Yeah, on second and third generation listeners now. Can't tell you how many people said they started listening with their dad in the truck on the way when the dad was taking them fishing as a kid. Here's one's a happy anniversary. Been listening since 1989. Wake up every Saturday morning just to listen. And this one says, as a lifelong listener to WWL, I actually remember when this new guy, Don Dubuque, took over the Saturday morning outdoor show. While I was heading into my junior year of college, I listened sporadically through the years until around 2017 when it became part of my Saturday morning routine. My most memorable would be more along the lines of being with my late papa and late father riding in the truck, heading to the launch and listening to your show. Good times. Of course, another highlight was meeting you over that pot of coon and rooster stew my team was making at the Boucherie. Take care, my friend. Big congratulations, and thank you to one of our Alabama listeners, David Hubble. Here's one. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. The 49ers won their third Super Bowl the year you started. I've been listening since 2000 when I moved to southeast Louisiana. Pear canning weekend going on in Hammond. That's from Old Man Sam. And another text says, a beautiful morning from Ohio. I started listening around 15 years ago. I lived in the lower nine and always could never find that Gentilly Wildlife Preserve. God bless Justin, drumming with the angels. Yeah, we miss Justin, was a regular listener. He would check in with us. He lived in the inner cities of New Orleans in an area called Gentilly, and he talked about the Gentilly Wildlife Refuge or Preserve, where he would observe birds and occasional wildlife that would wander into his yard. And Justin passed away a couple years ago, and we certainly miss him. Here's one says, happy anniversary. I've been listening since 1996. Your trivia questions were always a challenge. Thanks for the memories. That's Jerry from Kenner. Yeah, we used to do outdoor trivia on this show where we would ask questions and we would award prizes to winners, and that all went away for two reasons. One, the lawyers got involved and it became too complicated to award prizes. And the other thing was, with the advent of the internet, you could almost Google anything, so it didn't require you to have knowledge of something to be able to answer the question. So it was a lot of fun, but it's one of the things of the past, outdoor trivia. All right, Steel Man, back with us. He says, congratulations on the 35 years. He found the show while he was looking for Louisiana outdoor content to listen to while he was working in Kazakhstan 3 years ago. He looks forward to each Saturday morning since. And we're glad to have you with us, Steel Man. And yet another says, I've been listening since you used to have Captain D. Gohagan on, and he did reports. Yeah, that's been a while, and Captain D. did some good fishing reports. Haven't seen D. in a while. I have to get in touch with him. And we get a happy anniversary from a couple of loyal listeners, Chris and Teresa from Denham Springs, Louisiana. Thanks to you guys for being there, too. All right, we'll be back with more of these. Also, a report from Captain Darrell Carpenter. He's in the middle of all that stuff going on in Grand Isle called an International Tarpon Rodeo. His report is next, right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, there's an event going on in Grand Isle, which has been going on since 1928. There are thousands and thousands of fishermen and tourists participating in the nation's oldest fishing tournament, the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. And Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com has been fortunate enough to fish there 12 months a year. He gets to enjoy the island. Darrell, what's going on? How's it shaping up down there this year?
Well, Don, you know, I mean, you can tell there's a little more traffic on the island than usual. But I mean, other than that, it's kind of like what you've already heard. I mean, the fishing's been great. The fishing's been on fire. It's just whether or not you can find them or sit down on them and develop an attack plan before the storms run you away. So, you just got to go in between the storms. You got to plan your day to where you've got an escape route or somewhere to hide. And one of them catches you, because some of them have been really good with a bunch of lightning and wind in them. But other than that, man, I mean, it's been fairly decent. I mean, the rain's kept the temperature down. It's been enjoyable to fish the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you. Of course, the debauchery is starting. It's nothing like what it used to be. The theme of the Tarpon Rodeo has changed somewhat with the change of ownership over at Grand Isle Marina, and you know, the pavilion being right there. It's much more of a family or Christian atmosphere. So there's not a whole lot of the public display of Mardi Gras that it used to be. But
I think bawdy was the best word to describe what used to go on there, and it was kind of taking the rodeo down, getting a bad reputation. But yeah, all that has changed now.
Oh yeah, most definitely. In fact, I've heard that the new owner over there at Grand Isle Marina has dedicated himself to where it won't get back to where it got out of hand when the state police pretty much had to invade it. But like I said, you can tell there's increased traffic on the island. Of course, a lot of the locals, unless you're involved in a retail business, a lot of the locals do Grand Isle like the locals in New Orleans do Mardi Gras. They rent the house out and get out of the way for a little while, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Darrell, have you been fishing beachside or backside of the island, or both?
A little bit of both, Don, and there's really some good fish on the beach. I've seen and heard some reports of just very consistent catches for the beach fishermen, for the waders off of the Elmer's Island. You know, they've got the shuttle that runs over there. You park your car in a dedicated, you park your vehicle in a dedicated parking area, and they've got a couple of shuttles that run you to the beach and cater to you. But I've heard of some really good catches coming off of that beach in the last few weeks. We've done a little bit of both. The storms have almost had a pattern to them, like I'm looking at this morning on the radar. They're starting in the west and moving toward us. So we haven't done a whole lot of running all the way over toward that, toward that Fouchon Timberlier area, simply because 90% of the time, last couple of weeks, you wake up in the morning and those are covered with storms. So you know, we haven't spent a lot of time on that beach. We spent a lot of time over, you know, between Fort Bayou and the Empire area, the Grand Terre area, those spots. And look, they're all full of fish. Now those beaches can be a little bit different than the Grand Isle Beach. I mean, than the Fouchon area beach. The Fouchon area beach seems to, for some reason or another, bring in a lot of bigger fish. When you hit the beach over toward the east, the fish just aren't as big, but Lord, they're plentiful. So there's a whole lot of catching throwbacks and sending them back. There's a whole lot of moving around when you get tired of feeding throwbacks to dolphins. But yeah, catching a box of fish has not been hard the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's great. What would be your redfish report? Are you hearing anything from Caminata Bay? You know, we got the Ride the Bull. It's still a few weeks away, but people are getting antsy and talking about it. Do you think the timing will be right for the big bulls to come in?
Yeah, well, I mean, the bulls are going to have to tell us. But, I mean, I have heard of a couple of bull wrens being caught in the past as recently, like in the last week or so. It's almost like a few of them are starting to stick their head in and show up. The complaint that you're getting there is so many sharks. I mean, there's a whole lot of sharks involved. So the bulls are still in. The bull sharks are still in. The bull redfish seem to be just starting to, you know, poke their head in the past and show up. So hopefully when they get ready to have that tournament here in a couple of weeks, it'll be loaded up and ready. Of course, we're fixing to start another tide cycle. So that'll get some bait moving around. And as the days are getting shorter and shorter, some of that bait's going to start migrating out that pass.
All right, Darryl, somebody wants to get a hold of you and take them fishing, you can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call and check availability for dates.
Sure, they can always pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288. And Don, in this situation we're in this country right now, there's a whole lot of open days with not just me, but a lot of other guys. There's a whole lot of open days, so those calls are much more appreciated than they are some other days.
Well, let's put these guys to work. Thanks for the report as always, Darryl. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
All right, coming back after this with hour number two of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we're looking back to the year 1989, the year we started this show. There was also a major tragedy, if you recall. The Exxon Valdez oil tanker ran aground in Prince William Sound, Alaska, causing a large oil spill. And I started going to Alaska in 2004, which was quite a few years after the spill, and they were still talking about some of the after effects they were still living with from that. But by now, I think that's pretty much all been cleared up. But that was quite a disaster, 1989. And getting back to our text message board, let's see. We have Captain Ross L. His fishing this week was limited. The weather kind of got in the way, but the trips he did get out was good. Going to Dulac today to try his luck over there again. And we're hearing from The Worm, who says, good morning. 1989, he was 23. His first son was born, and there was no such thing as text. No, this was way before Internet. Every show has been a pleasure. My favorite is the first time you read my first text. Well, glad to do that for you, Warren, and thanks for being a loyal listener. Here's one that says, Don, started listening to you when you left Dogree Alley, shooting them bluebills and sawbills. I was northeast of you next to the meat hole. It was the good old days. Big Mike on beautiful Bayou Liberty. Yeah, I used to hunt Dogree Alley in Lacombe. That was one of my first leases I hunted on, and been moving around ever since. Good memory. Thanks for that, Big Mike on the Bayou. Here's Jared the kayaker on the West Bank. He's been catching some bull sharks in the Myrtle Grove Main Canal at night. Oh, thanks for that report. Yeah, bull sharks are on the move. I did some bull shark fishing last Sunday. You're going to see a Tigers in the Wild feature on Bayou Wild TV with a very, very high-profile tight end named Mason Taylor. We took him out with Captain Mackey with Wicked Fishing Charters. We had a weather delay. We had to wait it out. Caught two huge garfish and one small bull shark. And you'll get to hear Mason Taylor's story and his love of the outdoors on an upcoming episode of Bayou Wild TV. All right, here's one that says, Lafitte LT. He's been listening steadily since 2004. That makes you a 20-year listener, LT. Thanks to the app, he listened from Costa Rica last week and Orange Beach today. Great tuna and sailfish in Costa Rica and the Bama Red Snapper Limits for his wife's birthday on Thursday. Thanks for what you do. Congratulations on the 35 years. Hope you have at least 35 more. Well, we're not sure about that. Take care. That's from good friend Lafitte LT. Here's one that says, look at the levees in Plaquemines. They were 3 to 4 feet in 40s and 50s. After blocking all the freshwater bayous, now they're 16 to 18. And we have Big, let's see, he says, what's up, Big Don? I know who that is. That's Toby. He's headed to the Wrigley's with flatfish on his mind. That would be the flounder. Happy anniversary, brother. My dad would have you on in the truck when you first started. Brings back good memories of all the hunting, fishing trips we had. Yeah, I'm on second and third generation listeners now. Can't tell you how many people said they started listening with their dad in the truck on the way when the dad was taking them fishing as a kid. Here's one. It's a happy anniversary. Been listening since 1989. Wake up every Saturday morning just to listen. And this one says, as a lifelong listener to WWL, I actually remember when this new guy, Don Dubuque, took over the Saturday morning outdoor show while I was heading into my junior year of college. I listened sporadically through the years until around 2017 when it became part of my Saturday morning routine. My most memorable would be more along the lines of being with my late papa and late father riding in the truck, heading to the launch and listening to your show. Good times. Of course, another highlight was meeting you over that pot of coon and rooster stew my team was making at the Boucherie. Take care, my friend. Big congratulations, and thank you to one of our Alabama listeners, David Hubble. Here's one. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. The 49ers won their third Super Bowl the year you started. I've been listening since 2000 when I moved to Southeast Louisiana. Pear canning weekend going on in Hammond. That's from Old Man Sam. And another text says, a beautiful morning from Ohio. I started listening around 15 years ago. I lived in the lower nine and always could never find that Gentilly Wildlife Preserve. God bless Justin, drumming with the Angels. Yeah, we miss Justin, was a regular listener. He would check in with us. He lived in the inner cities of New Orleans in an area called Gentilly, and he talked about the Gentilly Wildlife Refuge or Preserve, where he would observe birds and occasional wildlife that would wander into his yard. And Justin passed away a couple years ago, and we certainly miss him. Here's one that says, happy anniversary. I've been listening since 1996. Your trivia questions were always a challenge. Thanks for the memories. That's Jerry from Kenner. Yeah, we used to do outdoor trivia on this show where we would ask questions and we would award prizes to winners, and that all went away for two reasons. One, the lawyers got involved and it became too complicated to award prizes. And the other thing was, with the advent of the Internet, you could almost Google anything, so it didn't require you to have knowledge of something to be able to answer the question. So it was a lot of fun, but it's one of the things of the past, outdoor trivia. All right, Steel Man, back with us. He says, congratulations on the 35 years. He found the show while he was looking for Louisiana outdoor content to listen to while he was working in Kazakhstan 3 years ago. He looks forward to each Saturday morning since. and we're glad to have you with us, Steel Man. And yet another says, I've been listening since you used to have Captain D. Gohagan on, and he did reports. Yeah, that's been a while, and Captain D did some good fishing reports. I haven't seen D in a while. I have to get in touch with him. And we get a happy anniversary from a couple of loyal listeners, Chris and Teresa from Denham Springs, Louisiana. Thanks to you guys for being there, too. All right, we'll be back with more of these. Also, a report from Captain Darrell Carpenter. He's in the middle of all that stuff going on Grand Isle called an International Tarpon Rodeo. His report is next, right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, there's an event going on in Grand Isle, which has been going on since 1928. There are thousands and thousands of fishermen and tourists participating in the nation's oldest fishing tournament, the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. And Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com has been fortunate enough to fish there 12 months a year. He gets to enjoy the island. Darrell, what's going on? How's it shaping up down there this year?
Well, Don, you know, I mean, you can tell there's a little more traffic on the island than usual. But, I mean, other than that, it's kind of like what you've already heard. I mean, the fishing's been great. The fishing's been on fire. It's just whether or not you can find them or sit down on them and develop an attack plan before the storms run you away. So, you know, I mean, it's you just got to go in between the storms. You got to plan your day to where you've got an escape route or somewhere to hide. And one of them catches you because some of them have been really good with a bunch of lightning and wind in them. But other than that, man, I mean, it's been fairly decent. I mean, the rain's kept the temperature down. I mean, it's been enjoyable to fish the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you. Of course, the debauchery is starting. It's nothing like what it used to be. You know, the theme of the Tarpon Rodeo has changed somewhat with the change of ownership over at Grand Isle Marina and, you know, the pavilion being right there. It's much more of a family or Christian atmosphere. So there's not a whole lot of the public display of Mardi Gras that it used to be. But
yeah, I think bawdy was the best word to describe what used to go on there, and it was kind of taking the rodeo down, getting a bad reputation. But yeah, all that has changed now.
Oh yeah, most definitely. In fact, you know, I've heard that the new owner over there at Grand Isle Marina has dedicated himself to where it won't get back to where you know, when it got out of hand, when the state police pretty much had to invade it. But but no, I mean, like I said, you can tell there's increased traffic on the island. Of course, a lot of the locals, unless you're involved in a retail business, a lot of the locals do Grand Isle like the locals in New Orleans do Mardi Gras. They rent the house out and get out of the way for a little while, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Darrell, have you been fishing beachside or backside of the island or both?
A little bit of both, Don, and I mean, there's really some good fish on the beach. I've seen and heard some reports of just very consistent catches for the beach fishermen, for the waders off of the Elmer's Island. You know, they've got the shuttle that runs over there. You park your car in a dedicated parking area, and they've got a couple of shuttles that run you to the beach and cater to you. But I've heard of some really good catches coming off of that beach in the last few weeks. We've done a little bit of both. The storms have almost had a pattern to them, like I'm looking at this morning on the radar. They're starting in the west and moving toward us. So we haven't done a whole lot of running all the way over toward that, you know, toward that Fouchon Timberlier area, simply because 90% of the time, you know, the last couple of weeks, you wake up in the morning and those are covered with storms. So, you know, we haven't spent a lot of time on that beach. We've spent a lot of time over, you know, between Fort Bayou and the Empire area, the Grand Terre area, those spots. And look, they're all full of fish. Now those beaches can be a little bit different than the Grand Isle Beach. I mean, than the Fouchon area beach. The Fouchon area beach seems to, for some reason or another, bring in a lot of bigger fish. When you hit the beach over toward the east, the fish just aren't as big, but Lord, they're plentiful. So there's a whole lot of catching throwbacks and sending them back. There's a whole lot of moving around when you get tired of feeding throwbacks to dolphins. But yeah, catching a box of fish has not been hard the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's great. What would be your redfish report? Are you hearing anything from Caminata Bay? You know, we got the Ride the Bull. It's still a few weeks away, but people are getting antsy and talking about it. Do you think the timing will be right for the big bulls to come in?
Yeah, well, I mean, the bulls are going to have to tell us. But, I mean, I have heard of a couple of bull rens being caught in the past as recently, like in the last week or so. It's almost like a few of them are starting to stick their head in and show up. The complaint that you're getting there is so many sharks. I mean, there's a whole lot of sharks involved. So the bulls are still in. The bull sharks are still in. The bull redfish seem to be just starting to poke their head in the past and show up. So hopefully when they get ready to have that tournament here in a couple of weeks, it'll be loaded up and ready. Of course, we're fixing to start another tide cycle, so that'll get some bait moving around. And as the days are getting shorter and shorter, some of that bait's going to start migrating out that pass.
All right. Daryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and take them fishing, you can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call and check availability for dates.
Sure. They can always pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288. And Don, in this situation we're in this country right now, there's a whole lot of open days with not just me, but a lot of other guys. There's a whole lot of open days. So those calls are much more appreciated than they are some other days.
Well, let's put these guys to work. Thanks for the report as always, Daryl. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
All right, coming back after this with hour number two of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, there's an event going on in Grand Isle, which has been going on since 1928. There are thousands and thousands of fishermen and tourists participating in the nation's oldest fishing tournament, the Grand Isle International Tarpon Rodeo. And Captain Daryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com has been fortunate enough to fish there 12 months a year. He gets to enjoy the island. Daryl, what's going on? How's it shaping up down there this year?
Well, Don, you can tell there's a little more traffic on the island than usual. But, I mean, other than that, it's kind of like what you've already heard. I mean, the fishing's been great. The fishing's been on fire. It's just whether or not you can find them or sit down on them and develop an attack plan before the storms run you away. So, you just got to go in between the storms. You got to plan your day to where you've got an escape route or somewhere to hide. And one of them catches you because some of them have been really good with a bunch of lightning and wind in them. But other than that, man, I mean, it's been fairly decent. I mean, the rain's kept the temperature down. It's been enjoyable to fish the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you. Of course, the debauchery is starting. It's nothing like what it used to be. The theme of the Tarpon Rodeo has changed somewhat with the change of ownership over at Grand Isle Marina and, you know, the pavilion being right there. It's much more of a family or Christian atmosphere. So there's not a whole lot of the public display of Mardi Gras that it used to be. But
I think Barty was the best word to describe what used to go on there, and it was kind of taking the rodeo down, getting a bad reputation. But, yeah, all that has changed now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. In fact, I've heard that the new owner over there at Grand Isle Marina has dedicated himself to where it won't get back to when it got out of hand, when the state police pretty much had to invade it. But like I said, you can tell there's increased traffic on the island. Of course, a lot of the locals, unless you're involved in a retail business, a lot of the locals do Grand Isle like the locals in New Orleans do Mardi Gras. They rent the house out and get out of the way for a little while, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Daryl, have you been fishing beachside or backside of the island or both?
A little bit of both, Don, and there's really some good fish on the beach. I've seen and heard some reports of just very consistent catches for the beach fishermen, for the waders off of the Elmer's Island. You know, they've got the shuttle that runs over there. You park your car in a dedicated parking area, and they've got a couple of shuttles that run you to the beach and cater to you. But I've heard of some really good catches coming off of that beach in the last few weeks. we've done a little bit of both. These storms have almost had a pattern to them. Like I'm looking at this morning on the radar, they're starting in the west and moving toward us. So we haven't done a whole lot of running all the way over toward that, you know, toward that Fouchon Timberlier area, simply because 90% of the time, you know, the last couple of weeks, you wake up in the morning and those are covered with storms. So, you know, we haven't spent a lot of time on that beach. We've spent a lot of time over, you know, between Fort Bayou and the Empire area, the Grand Terre area, those spots. And look, they're all full of fish. Now those beaches can be a little bit different than the Grand Isle Beach. I mean, than the Fouchon area beach. The Fouchon area beach seems to, for some reason or another, bring in a lot of bigger fish. When you hit the beach over toward the east, the fish just aren't as big, but Lord, they're plentiful. So there's a whole lot of catching throwbacks and sending them back. There's a whole lot of moving around when you get tired of feeding throwbacks to dolphins. But yeah, catching a box of fish has not been hard the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's great. What would be your redfish report? Are you hearing anything from Caminata Bay? You know, we got the Ride the Bull. It's still a few weeks away, but people are getting antsy and talking about it. Do you think the timing will be right for the big bulls to come in?
Yeah, well, I mean, the bulls are going to have to tell us. But, I mean, I have heard of a couple of bull rants being caught in the past as recently, like in the last week or so. It's almost like a few of them are starting to stick their head in and show up. The complaint that you're getting there is so many sharks. I mean, there's a whole lot of sharks involved. So the bulls are still in. The bull sharks are still in. The bull redfish seem to be just starting to, you know, poke their head in the past and show up. So hopefully when they get ready to have that tournament here in a couple of weeks, it'll be loaded up and ready. Of course, we're fixing to start another tide cycle. So that'll get some bait moving around. And as the days are getting shorter and shorter, some of that bait's going to start migrating out that pass.
All right. Daryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and take them fishing, you can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call and check availability for dates.
Sure. They can always pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288. And Don, in this situation we're in this country right now, there's a whole lot of open days with not just me, but a lot of other guys. There's a whole lot of open days, so those calls are much more appreciated than they are some other days.
Well, let's put these guys to work. Thanks for the report as always, Daryl. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
All right, coming back after this with hour number two of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.